welcome to another episode on Before Sleep, where I comment on anime, manga, and other stories. My name is Manuela, and today I'm gonna give my review on The Promised Neverland or Yakusoku no Neverando, since the manga just ended and it was amazing. I really loved it. So I'm gonna comment on the story, the characters, the animation, the manga, and of course the music. But be alert, since this review has some little spoilers along the way. But if you actually prefer like a shorter review without spoilers, you can go to my YouTube channel Before Sleep and just watch a shorter version there. So this being said, here we go. So the story is about these children that live in an orphanage and they treat each other like family. They are really close to each other and they are in charge of this person they call mom. But one night the main characters, they realize that this family is not as pretty as they thought, since they discover what exactly happens when they leave the orphanage. And from this point onward, they start this amazing adventure full of mystery in order to discover all the secrets about the world they live in. So the story is excellent. It's this kind of terrorific thriller style. Since the very beginning, the image of a happy family is completely broken, and the concept of orphanage is changed for the concept of farm. So that leaves us with a story that is actually full of terror, adventures, fiction, and a lot of mystery. And also, way more beyond the general story, the main concept is actually kind of terrorific. And the way they manage the story, it gives this suspense. Especially, it was really well shown in the first season of the anime. You can feel the suspense and the tension when every kind of ugly scene or really important part appears in a surprising way, or also in the way adults show their power over the kids, over the children of the orphanage. And also the fact that the characters go discovering secret after secret, and also they're doing so many plans that they have to keep in secret at the same time. All of these facts actually intensify so much more the suspense of the story. Now, on the other hand, we have a lot of topics going on inside this story, a lot of concepts, and all of them get way more developed thanks to the main character, Emma, that I'm gonna talk about her a little bit later. But in general, it's through her that we get to see the story in deeper levels, like when it comes to topics about understanding other creatures, in this case the demons, and the way they live, even though they are basically hunting the children. But still, she tries her best to understand why everything is happening, why the world is the way it is, and till some point she actually realizes that they are not really that different from human beings. They are more like a reflection of human beings. And she also shows all these conflicts about trying to understand the enemy even though you hate it, and about the difficulties and troubles of being a leader and the weight of your decisions, especially when a big mass of people is actually following you. And also we get to see really deep topics like, you know, about food, about being eaten, like what would happen if we actually have somebody else hunting us and things like that. In general, it's really like a lot of knowledge put into this little hearing. And this is actually what makes our story way richer and deeper. Now, let's talk about the characters. So, as I said before, the main protagonist, if I can say that, is Emma. And she's accompanied by other characters called Norman and Ray. So the three of them are actually the kind of elder brothers of the group. They are about almost 12 years old, and they are the ones that basically take on the leadership of the group. Now, I really, really love the relationship that is shown between these three main characters. The friendship between them is actually so well developed, is so beautiful, and they also had a great character development, which I really, really love. And also, not only these characters, but we also get other characters which are really amazing, that are the other children of the orphanage and other children that appear later in the story. So they also have like this important role inside the story, even though they are a little bit more secondary. And this is one of the points that I love the most about the characters, is that the other children also influence the story a lot, and they also influence the characters a lot, even to the point to surprise the main characters and teach them some lessons. So I really like that about these other characters and about these other children. They really get to surprise you as a viewer as well. And this actually makes that you have a large variety of characters, and a lot of them are actually really important. So it's kind of easy to identify yourself with one of them. And also, all these children are really, really intelligent because they have been studying all this time inside these farms. So they are like kind of little geniuses, like little genius people. So that makes it even easier to identify yourself with one of the characters, and also it gives a little bit more of credibility to the story. I actually think that the only character that was a little bit more difficult for me to identify myself with was with Emma, because she's way too extraordinary. Like, she is always moving forward, and she has this really strong personality that nobody can stop. And not only that, but also like the troubles that she has, or her inner conflicts, are actually really few, and she overcomes them so easily or fast, at least from my point of view. So she becomes really this superhuman, and everything just revolves around her because she is the one that makes everything possible. So this makes it just way too amazing, I guess, but this is also what makes her this superheroine that she is inside this story, so that's okay. And of course, also one of the most important characters in the story are the demons, since they are kind of the bad guy of the story, and they are quite these fascinating and a bit disgusting characters actually. But anyways, they are used as a reflection of our own human society, so this really gives more richness to the story, and I really like how the writer uses the demons to show human characteristics. So that was really cool. And then I want to talk a little bit about one of my favorite characters, which is Rey. You know, like, Rey is actually a little bit of the opposite of Emma in a sense. He's one of the most intelligent kids, but he's actually way more like dark. He's just more serious and quiet, and he actually do have like a lot of troubles going on with him. He has a lot of traumas and a lot of things that he kind of have to overcome. One of the things I love the most about this character is in the first part of the story, how he gets to overcome all his sadness and all of his troubles thanks to his friends. And I really love his character development throughout the whole story. And well, there are actually way too many important characters in this story, but the last one I'm gonna mention is actually the character of Isabella. She's like the mom of these all these children from the farms. And I just want to talk about this character because it's not one of the children, she is actually the mom, and she gives us this kind of serious conflict and quite deep in the story about the feelings of working as a mom on these conditions and this relation between love and fear and all this guilt that she and every other mom has been carrying during their lives, and also how tough their lives were in order to become mom. So it's really kind of just this survival environment we're getting, and it's quite terrorific, but it's also really interesting to see. So I really think this is one of the most important parts of the story, and she has a really strong character at the beginning and also towards the ending of the story. So well, now let's talk about the animation. This animation was done by CloverWorks and it was excellent. As I mentioned before, the way they actually put together all the surprise elements in the story throughout the first season, all the tension between the events and all the tension between the characters, everything was so well done. And also this contrast between what is actually really pretty and bright and the parts that are darker and more terrorific, like the expression of the characters, how they drastically change, is like all of these elements give so much richness to the animation. Like, I actually was a little bit scared watching the anime, but anyways, I'm a little bit of a scaredy cat when it comes to these kind of stories, but it was excellent actually. And I really really like the ending of the first season a little bit more than that ending in the manga, because the ending in this first season shows a little bit better this Isabella character thing, the way she just gets her hair loose, and like I could feel her feelings way better in the anime than in the manga. Like those little details they add in the anime really get me to like sympathize with her a little bit more. So I really like how they develop there. And now talking about the manga, this manga, as I understand, it was made between two people, Kawi Shirai and Posca de Misu. So actually the truth is that I really love how they work together, and of course, as many other times, I love the color covers of every volume. They contain so much fantasy, so much details, and the colors they use were perfect for the story. And now talking more about the drawing inside every chapter of the manga, like it gets a little bit away from the style that I usually like to see, because the lines were a little bit shaky in a lot of parts, so that made some of the character expressions a little bit also shaky, and like their faces were not defined as much. But actually these styles really complement so well the suspense and mystery and horrific style of the whole story, so by the end I just thought it was really cool and well done. They also draw so many children and so many characters and so many details, even for the demons, so it was actually kind of gross, but I guess that was the idea. And it was really well done. So I really get to love the manga in general. And since the story ended not so long ago, I have to say that I really love the whole story from beginning to end. One of the things that I like the most is that everything just closed so perfectly, like every part of the story they managed to closely in a really nice way. Everything was connected and it made sense. I think the ending was a little bit kind of sad and happy at the same time, but I really think it was a really good ending. I love the reunion of all the children again, and I think that was so beautifully made. like how they found each other again. They put again some of the characters that were dead. They put it like appearing there, guiding them toward each other, and the way Ray found Emma and the way Norman talks to her. Like, I really like how these characters got developed, and I really like how they ended up together. Also, one of the things that I really, really like about the story was that Emma actually made a contract with the demon god. Like, at first it was like, oh no, like, you know, she was forgiven for whatever reason. And then no, you know, she actually made a contract just as the demon god had made with many other characters. So I really like that it worked that way. And I like that it wasn't like a sacrifice in the sense of her life. So I really like how they manage all this part. The only really little detail that I can say about the ending is that from my point of view, it was a little bit fast. Like, it felt a little bit like cut or something like that. Like, from my point of view, I would have liked to see a little bit more of this classic cliche anime style of showing a little bit of the future of the characters, like they studying or going to university or something like that, if it is that university still exists. Or they could put the characters just living randomly a happy life or whatever. Maybe you could have recreate a scene similar to that one when they were kids and Norman is sick and they start talking through phone calls. So I don't know, like something like that. Or I don't know, maybe just this old guy that appears by the end of the story could be receiving a letter from Emma and Emma is just telling him about her life or something like that. I don't know, like, I just would have liked to see something like this in the end. But in general, it was okay. And I guess that if you are this kind of detailed person as I am, maybe you would have liked also to see kind of this type of ending. But actually, everything just made sense, so I'm happy with the way it ended. And for my last point, we have the music. First, I have to say that I really, really love the opening theme. I love the opening of the anime. And like, from the first moment I heard it, I was like with the melody stuck into my head and I couldn't get it out, and then I'm singing it every time. But also, I really like how they manage all the format of the opening. Like, I love that they do not show literal scenes from the anime, but actually just make reference to these dark concepts, and they show the characters and like the way they express all the story in the opening. I really like how they did it. I do not tend to like much when they put literal scenes from the anime, so for me the opening was excellent. And on the other hand, we have the rest of the music and the rest of the sound effects inside the story, which I thought were amazing. They were so well done, like all the surprise sound effects, the voices of the characters, everything just put together. They play such an important role in creating this suspense inside the story and this tension between the characters. So they did a really great job with the sound effects, and I just loved how they managed everything here. And well, this is it. I really hope that you enjoyed this review a lot and look forward for my next episode. Thank you a lot for listening, and talk to you later. Bye bye.